The Bob Sansevier Show. Only on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket. D-bag, D-bop-bop, D-bag, D-bop-bop,
D-bag, D-bop-bop, D-bag, douchebag. We got to... The Hellboy and I were just talking during the break. We got to add dumbass of the day to this, too. The Jets... Tell them what the Jets are doing. Who they're? We just talked about Tim Tebow trying out with the getting a tryout by the Eagles. This one's even more absurd.
The Jets are bringing in Josh Freeman for a workout.
It's unbelievable. Why are they looking at these guys? I mean, he hasn't played. He didn't play two. The only game he really played is the game when he just crushed it, the Vikings in the, against the Giants, right? And then
his awesome 33% completion percentage, whatever it was.
Horrible. I mean, if you're the Jets, are you that desperate for a quarterback? Yes.
Why aren't they taking Mariota?
Why aren't they taking Tim Tebow? They had a shot. They already had him, though. New coaching staff, they should take a look at him. Well, they may wind up taking Mariota, though they have other issues. I mean, they've got receivers there.
Yeah.
I mean, they got one of the best, Brandon Marshall. I mean, that's not too shabby.
That should help out Eric Decker quite
a bit,
too. Yeah,
Decker, this is huge for him. Because now Decker, you know, he's got, it's like having Demaryius Thomas. The problem is, he doesn't have the quarterback to throw to him.
Yeah. He still gets to face the second cornerback most plays now.
Yeah.
Which... Got to root for the Gopher.
Sure,
hope
you
he
do.
Does well.
Yeah, do that. The one thing I wonder about is, do you think that Greg Jennings will wind up back in Green Bay? He would have a pretty good year if he can get reunited with Aaron Rodgers. The numbers could be good again for him. And Chuck Foreman mentioned this. We talked to him earlier. He's a guy like Sidney Rice. He had Favre. Rice did, and he had that great year, and then he never had anything that approached it. And I think Jennings benefited from being with Rodgers, and he'd been with before that. He spent a few seasons with Favre also, I believe, right?
Yeah,
he did. Of course he did. But we'll see what happens where he does wind up. And he was released after Mike Wallace was brought in. The Vikings want the D-threat. And Rick Spielman's been he's been all goo-goo-eyed over him for a couple of years. He wanted to get him a few years ago before he wound up going to Miami. Likes the D. You got to like a deep threat. You just hope that he's not detrimental.
Like the deep threat, I think Miami was willing to part with him because they need a bigger red zone target.
They also
Mike Wallace kind of disappears once you get within the 20-yard line.
Well, and their problem is too, the money. They needed to keep an eye on that. Just remember, Jerome Simpson was a deep threat, and now I'm not making a comparison that they have the same issues. But Mike Wallace is a guy who stopped. He had a big rift with the coaches. By the end of the year, it got real ugly between him and the Miami coaches. So speaking of really ugly, this one is. Well, we got a couple for the. We do have a few for the police blotter also. But there's. Let's do the police blotter guys first. Jeremy Stevens, remember him? Hope Solo's husband,
tight end
with the Seahawks for a while. He's been formally charged with a DUI after he was busted while driving the Team USA soccer van in LA a few months ago. It took a long time to hit him with the charge too. You know,
he's not famous anymore, so there's no reason to speed up the process.
That's a good point. What's the rush? No reason to rush. Now, this is by no means funny. This is a very serious thing, and that's why they're the police blotter division. Arizona State linebacker Devon Durant, he's a junior college transfer, supposed to be a starter for the Sun Devils, arrested for felony aggravated assault after a witness reported seeing, quote, a male hit a female. And he's been arrested, allegedly. He wasn't an argument with what was his girlfriend. Well, demanded that she escort him up to her apartment so he can get his things. And it certainly sounds like they were breaking up. And then the woman says she refused to let him inside, and he freaked out. Quote, according to police, hit her on one time in the face and then grabbed her around the neck. And he said that Durant squeezed her neck and impeded her ability to breathe. These guys all the stories that come out. Sometimes it seems like it's coming out every week. There's at least one of an athlete assaulting a woman, whether it's a girlfriend or a wife. None of them ever learn from it.
No.
They can't, I don't understand. There must be something in their brains that just cannot get through how wrong it is, how bad it is, how absolutely disgusting it is what they do. And you know what? The guy will pay the price. He'll wind up being thrown off the team and won't play football again. But he got to do it to his way. Now, did you catch the latest on Marshawn Lynch?
I have not.
Marshawn Lynch, he's out with some, he's a man about town, right? He's out with his buddies. And he gets a guy Well, a guy starts yelling at him and calls him a Seattle sea chicken instead of a Seahawk. So, you know, every great athlete has an entourage. So someone in Marshawn Lynch's entourage gets a little upset with that, and there's a fight starts. And then you see Marshawn, there's some photos of it, trying to pull one of his friends away from the guy, but then an eyewitness says that Marshawn got in a few punches before walking away. Nobody calls Marshawn Lynch Seattle Sea Chicken. And I've been saying stuff nicer because the guy's done nice things with kids.
Mm-hmm.
But just keep walking and tell your entourage, your crew, to keep walking too. It's not that big a deal if some nobody... Now the guy's probably going to sue the hell out of him because he said Marshawn Lynch hit me.
And can you imagine the trash talk that's going to happen when the season starts back up? You're going to see linebackers coming up calling him chicken.
A sea chicken.
He's going to get his feelings hurt. I feel bad for him.
Well, but this is where they find themselves when they just, you got to just ignore all of it. But apparently that's, some people can and some people just can't. Now, well, you know, let's go with, I'm declaring our ordinary D-bag of the day is Marshawn Lynch, if he did indeed fight the guy. And that one is just, it's silliness. There's no reason for him to be doing that, but we'll just go under the belief that he did.
Inconceivable!
That's very conceivable, unfortunately. And, you know, even the DUI doesn't come to the... This other guy has these special police blotter all to himself. We almost have to break him up into threes. Devon Durant. There's no way what he did... And DUI is a terrible thing. You should not be getting one. But being accused of choking a woman, that's as bad. That's bad.
Yeah.
He goes to the potentially felonious police blotter. And we'll put the other guy on just the police blotter, this Jeremy Stevens, who actually wasn't a bad wide receiver, or excuse me, tight end, when he played for the Seahawks. He just didn't play when they were any good.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes a bit problematic when they're not very good. Now, you, we've been talking, obviously, NCAA brackets. If you have any thoughts, you're certainly welcome to share them with us at 651-989-9105. As a matter of fact, let me remind people again, head over to 105theticket.com. Get your picks into the $1 million bracket challenge. Don't miss your chance for $1 million or a $10,000 prize. A lot of money in this thing. You'll also see how you match up with ticket personalities like Hellboy here.
I'm undefeated right now.
You've never lost a challenge?
Well, much as my record this season, I'm undefeated until Thursday
yet.
Starts.
Until Thursday. A lot of us are like that. The deadline is 11 a.m. on Thursday. Heading out to 105theticket.com. As we mentioned earlier, we're not doing those dopey play-in games. They're not part of they're part of the tournament, but it's not a round one or first round game. It's a play-in game.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, why don't they have a play-in game that goes into every game? You know, they don't, not just the ones they have, just throw them in.
136 teams.
Yeah, why not? Just go with that. It's where the Gophers have a chance.
Yeah, they made it.
Speaking of the Gophers, oh my God, the teams. Do you think Patino should be in trouble?
No. It's too early.
I think he...
We'll see what Kanate and Jai do and Nate.
Easy for you to say.
Little Nate Mason, what they bring to the table in a couple years. You can't get rid of a guy after 2 years.
I think he's going to be fine, but I just think that they're getting what you don't normally get when you hire a D1 coach. You're getting there's a learning curve, and he's learning on the job. And if his name was, Smith or Jones or Navratilova, you wouldn't be, those are the names I said had trouble with, the Navratilova one. But you would not, you wouldn't see him having gotten the job. And we had, athletic director Norwood Teague was in here with us, and, you know, he pretty much didn't disagree with that the name did have something to do with it because mm-hmm. you have a pedigree there. And I think he will turn out to be a good coach, but there's growing pains.
I heard somebody make a decent point saying if they turned around and fired him after 2 years, who's going to even want to come in and coach here if that's what we do to our brand new coaches?
Yeah. And I've seen some people talking about it. I don't see it happening, and I do think it will work out. It's tough for people and frustrating because they want to see it. After last year, they got such, hope, and so did he. Mm-hmm. You know, they won the NIT. Woo. They're, that's Murray State's tournament now. Nobody's going to.
They can have it.
They can have it. Hey, by the way, the not good things for the basketball team. Women's basketball team will find out where they're seated tonight. That the selection committee for the women's side will make a big. That's a team because of Amanda Zowie B. That could be one hell of a team. They're going to get they'll wind up getting a decent seating out of it, 23-9. And that's going to be a fun team. to watch. So that's something to keep an eye out when the Gopher women get seated. And then you got hockey. Congratulations to both the men's and women's team. The men clinched their second, the only team ever to win a Big Ten hockey championship.
That's
well, they've
good.
Only had it 2 years. Fourth year, you know, they've won the conference, regular season conference title, going back to the WCHA and now the Big Ten. And then they play the Ohio State, Penn State winner.
Probably Ohio State.
In the semifinals, yeah, because they beat them and then they lost to them back to back. And they took care of Penn State in the last regular season series. But that's, you know, maybe this team is coming together for, you know, for Lucia. Got a roof for the eye tie.
That's what a lot of hockey's all about, getting hot at the right time.
Well, and the other team that's hot at the right time is, well, they did lose in, I guess, their conference, but they're going to be fine. The Gopher women's team, that's still a hell of a team. It's a team they play, they're going to wind up playing Wisconsin in the semifinals of the Frozen Five, and then they would move on to the championship game where they have appeared. Now, this will be their fourth straight appearance in the finals if they were to make it. And they, the Frozen Four for women is a great event. I covered their first two national championships and I had a great time doing it. The first one was up in Duluth and the second one they won was actually here at Ritter Arena where they will play the games this weekend. If they can get by Wisconsin, I think they'll be in just fine shape.
Yeah.
And Brad Frost, I really like the guy. If his name was Brad Frostia. If he was an Italian also, like Lucia, I like the guy. He's done a heck of a job with that program. And I think that they are poised to win another three out of the last four if they were to win national championships is what it would be. There's nothing too shabby about that.
Not at all.
You're a big hockey guy, college hockey. You follow the Gophers or the women?
I've been trying to get into college hockey a little bit more, but I've always been more of a NHL kind of guy.
Yeah, you know, you're an elitist. That's your problem.
Yeah.
And by the way, we've had the women's games, and there's a good, well, this weekend you could expect more women's hockey team on 105 The Ticket because it's a great program. If you haven't seen them, you want to, and you're not going to see them this weekend. I think they're sold out. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we will be joined by Jim Suhan from the Star Tribune and SuhanUnfiltered.com. That's Jim's website to listen to his podcast. So we'll be right back, talk to Jim about, see what he thinks about the NCAAs and the Vikings. They got plenty to talk. We haven't talked to him since last Wednesday. Be right back with Jim Suhan.
Sports Radio 105 The Ticket. Sports Flash.
I'm David Helmer. The Minnesota Wild split a pair of games over the weekend, losing 2-1 on Friday night to the Anaheim Ducks at the X, then bouncing back and beating the St. Louis Blues 3-1 on the road Saturday night. Nino Niederreiter and Kyle Brodziak scored 17 seconds apart in the third period to give the Wild the lead over the Blues. Devan Dubnyk made a season-high 41 saves to help propel the Wild over St. Louis. The Wild remain on the road and face the Nashville Predators tomorrow night. The Minnesota Timberwolves were blown out last night in San Antonio as they lost to the Spurs 123-97. Kevin Martin led the Wolves in scoring with 19 points, but the Spurs had 8 players score in double figures as they handled the Wolves pretty easily. Ricky Rubio, Kevin Garnett, Nikola Pekovic, and Gary Neal all sat last night due to injuries. The Wolves are back in town tonight to take on the Brooklyn Nets for the first time since trading Thaddeus Young to Brooklyn for Garnett. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock on FSN. Updates at the top and bottom of every hour. Breaking news when it happens. David Helmer, and this is Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
I'm not ruining it, am I?
Not maybe. Quite. Maybe just a little bit, yeah.
Ah, sorry. I don't want to step all over Jim's walk-up, talk-up. Jim, how are you? Jim Suhan, Star Tribune, SuhanUnfiltered.com, the place to find his podcasts. It's been a long time since we've heard your voice. Last Wednesday,
I know you've missed me.
We have.
I mean, not having me on those 2 days like completely even changed your format. It threw everything out of whack.
I know.
Now you're going on earlier, getting off earlier. I don't know.
Everything is just, you know what? It's and actually, Jim, it's going to be like that because we're doing the first round games Thursday and Friday.
Oh wow!
So you'll have Thursday. We won't be talking again after Wednesday until next week because let me ask you. I want to talk to you about the Vikings too. Of course, I love your tweet, by the way. Talk about all the free agent signings. Would you say take about a minute and a half, if that long?
Well, yeah, and you know what? That's obviously a cheap shot, and I don't mind taking a cheap shot. I actually don't mind the Vikings not going crazy in free agency. I liked the Jennings for a while. It's pretty much a trade. and I like that trade. They you know, younger and faster is good at that position. Jennings was really overrated and not very productive. So I like that move. I think Michael Johnson would have been a nice addition. I would have liked to see them get him. But I'm glad they're not trying to win in free agency. Not many, you don't win in free agency. You win with really intelligent cap management. You win through the draft. You win with development. And then if you're real, there are exceptions. The exceptions are if you're really good and you play the right defense with a great defensive coach and you can add Darrell Revis for a price that fits into your salary cap, he might help you win a Super Bowl. But there, there aren't that many situations where the old overpaid free agent you're getting is going to really make the difference.
No, and that's, the Wallace thing is intriguing because he does give them a deep threat as long as his head is screwed on right.
Yeah, well, the thing is, if you want to go around looking for wide receivers whose heads are screwed on right, you're going to end
good
up,
luck.
You're going to land up running the single wing. They're all crazy. They're all freaking crazy. The question is, at what level of is their craziness? is it walk off the field when your team's about to back into the playoffs crazy like Moss? Is it throw weight at your head coach like Percy Harvin? There is a level of crazy where you just can't function as a team. And you know what? Wallace might have reached that level at the end of last season with the Dolphins. But you can't go looking for sanity. You got to look for talent and hope that your coach can deal with it. And that's one of the great advantages the Patriots have had in the NFL is they aren't afraid of the crazy player. They feel like Belichick will handle whatever comes up. He'll command the respect. And if he feels like the guy needs to go, they'll cut him before he becomes too big a problem. And having that kind of arrogance can actually work in your favor. And I'm sure Spielman's looking at it like, Zimmer's going to be able to make this guy happy in the offense, and Zimmer's going to be able to command his respect.
Now, I'm just thinking, as you're saying that, who was the last number one or even number two receiver the Vikings had who wasn't a little squirrely? Jake Reed was a number two, he was probably the most normal of the batch.
He was. And I still remember walking up to Jake Reed in the locker room after Moss had like the crazy game at Green Bay. Because the Vikings did what teams always do. They tried to pretend that it was three equal receivers and that Randy Moss wasn't edging Jake Reed out. And I went up to Jake after that game Moss had in Green Bay. I said, so what do you think about that kid? He said, he's damn good. And he said it like, and the between the lines was, okay, my career here is over. Well, you're right. I mean, Anthony Carter was wacky.
He was.
Carter was crazy in terms of being obsessive.
Yeah.
Moss was crazy, period. Harvin was crazy. It's going to be really interesting to see how Charles Johnson grows up because I think he's a really good player. I think he really found something there. He's a strong guy who can run, runs after the catch, plays hard, we haven't seen his crazy side, but he hasn't gotten to the point where he has contract demands or has the ability to demand the ball yet. It'll be really interesting to see if he's semi-sane.
Well, now, Sidney Rice had the 1 year with Favre, and he didn't, if my recollection is he was never an issue, but it was one year.
No, he wasn't a problem, but, the feeling inside of that organization was that the next year, once he realized there wasn't a huge payday to be made, that he kind of shut it down. Now, that might be unfair. Maybe he really was injured to the point where he couldn't function. But the perception I know that next year was, okay, I'll play again when I'm going to get paid.
Yeah, and that it was just the 1 year. Now, Jim, you've taken a look at the brackets. Do you see a lot of – this is a weird – I'm looking at it, and I don't see – there's always seems to be these slew of upsets, but some of the teams that used to be doing the upsetting are now higher seeds, like Butler and Wichita State, and you're seeing teams now that often were the ones making the move. I mean, I think Valpo has a shot, Valparaiso, maybe with Maryland, a knocking off, it's a 13 knocking off a 4. The 5s and 12s you see a lot, but that one, none of them really jump out there either.
No, and it's funny because, the best upsets to pick are the 12s and the 5s.
Yep.
That's the one that is, there's enough of a gap to call it an upset, and yet the lower seeded team does win a fair percentage. And but it's kind of flipped. I mean, you look at Wyoming, Northern Iowa, and we think of Northern Iowa as an underdog story, but they're the higher seed, So Northern Iowa is both a team that is vulnerable to the 12-5 rule, but is also a small enough school that you think of them as the underdogs, and I could see them taking a run. They're a good team. Stephen F. Austin, is a pretty good 12 seed. That wouldn't surprise me. I don't like let's see,
Arkansas-Wolford.
That's the thing. I don't see many really upstart schools. Well, Davidson. Davidson might be an interesting one, too, because they have very good guard play, and obviously that matters this time of the year. But, no, there aren't a ton of big upsets to jump out at me right away.
No, and that's exactly what I looked at this. I just said, well, geez, they're giving a lot of these teams that do the upsetting are now the favorites
right
here. So it's now you.
And they should be. I'd rather have a conference champion from a smaller conference than a team that finished 17th
yeah.
or 10.
Now, what do you see? What do you think about Kentucky? Can they have trouble in the Midwest, or will the trouble come if they wind up facing either Arizona or Wisconsin?
If your definition of trouble is losing,
well, the prospect of losing.
If you mean somebody's going to give them a game at some point. I wouldn't be surprised if Kentucky wins the national championship and their margin of victory is an average of 10 to 12 points. I'm sure different teams are giving trouble at different times. You know, in college basketball, foul trouble always looms as a potential problem. But I love the way this team plays and the fact that they rely so much on defensive intensity and protecting the rim. I really think a team is going to have to get them in foul trouble and hit a ton of three-pointers to beat them. And they extend their defense so well, and they're so quick. I don't know. I just don't see it. I think Duke is the kind of team because Tyus Jones is such a smart player, because Okafor can be such a force inside, Mike, and he's stronger and thicker than the Kentucky big man. That could be an interesting matchup. Arizona might have the best starting five in all of college basketball. They're really interesting. Wisconsin, because of the style of play and Kaminsky's ability to find different ways to beat you, could be interesting. But I just think Kentucky's way better than everybody else.
Well, the thing that they're third nationally in points allowed. I mean, they do play some defense.
And that's playing at a high rate too. They will get out and run. So they are able to defend the rim and play at a fast pace. And, I mean, something weird's going to have to happen for them to lose, for me.
Yeah, I do like, I'm not going to pick them only because everyone's picking them. And the team
right.
that I am going to, I'm going to go with Duke because maybe the little Tyus Jones, I like him, but I like the youth and Jahlil, you know, Okafor. He's the best player in college basketball. And it's a team that I think that, I don't know. You got to pick somebody to do a run, and I don't want to pick Kentucky like everyone else will. Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
Jim, we want to thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Jim Suhan from the Star Tribune and Suhan Unfiltered. Before we let you go, though, tell us who's the latest on SuhanUnfiltered.com.
Former Gopher basketball star Quincy Lewis is still working for the university at Kieran's Irish Pub across from Target Center, 5 o'clock tonight.
Great. Jim, thanks so much. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, take care. We'll be right back. We're going to go deeper into the brackets. We want to hear from you, 651-989-9105. Give us a call. Tell us who you think you like as your big upset pick. We'll be right back with that.
Now back to the Bob Sansevier Show. Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Basketball. Give me the ball because I'm going to dunk it.
That is our guest, Hardwood Rob, singing there.
Almost made it.
Who was that?
SNL.
Is that what it's from?
Yeah. I forget the main guy's name, but Jason Sudeikis was part of it as well.
That's awesome.
I like Sudeikis. Him. Hardwood Rob joins us. He's every Saturday morning.
Yeah, Saturday mornings.
With Marcus Fuller, my pal from the Pioneer Press. You do the one and done, and I'm sure you guys talked about the NCAA tournament.
We did. We spent a lot of time this past Saturday talking about the Big Ten tournament and just, you know, shaking our heads.
How the Gophers
in dismay.
Got screwed.
Yeah, truly. But, we spent, you know, a little bit of time. I'm thinking we're going to save some of the real good stuff for Saturday after, you know,
first round
our
games.
Brackets have been busted.
Well, we're going to talk about that. 651-989-9105, by the way, if you'd like to join in and talk about the brackets. And I want to mention, too, give us a call. And we have some tickets, not basketball, but we have tickets to the first round of the WCHA tournament, which is this Friday night's first round games. If you'd like them, all you need to do is give a call to 651-989-9105. Tell us, you can say hello. Tell us if you're doing a bracket. Everybody does a bracket. People that don't know anything about basketball like doing brackets.
Like me. That's how I feel right now.
We've been talking today about what are the upsets? Where do you see the upsets coming? I think Valpo against Maryland could be an upset.
Yeah. Yeah, that I'm I
and
don't
that's
think
not your 5-12 either.
I don't think that I picked Valpo. I think the only one that I've got is Wichita State, and that was in the second round over Kansas.
Ooh.
I think that might be the
Well, that's a huge game, an in-state game there. You know, a couple of
Wichita State was mean last. My picks are so bad. I hate my bracket. I just hate my
bracket. Blow it up and start over.
I think I'm going to blow it up like three more times. But as of right now, I don't really have anything. Of course, I've got Duke winning it all. So
that's who I'm picking.
Is it really?
Because I'm not going to go with Kentucky.
Now
I got to
change mine. Hold on. Now I got to change it.
Well, all I've been doing is watch Kentucky play, and it's tough not to pick them.
It is. Except for unless you hate them. And that's kind of, it's not that I hate Kentucky. It's just that I don't know. I'm a front runner in most areas. I don't know if I want to be a front runner with the bracket.
Here's
you know
the
what
thing.
I mean?
The only I think your best shot though, if you're going to win the bracket, you got to have to take a little bit of a leap.
Yeah. Anybody can fall. I mean, it's on any given night, one of these teams. I guess. Oh no, I do. I got UC Irvine over Louisville. That's another one that I got. That's another.
Not a good year for the Patinos.
Yeah. Well, it's. You said it.
Have another Patino getting knocked out.
I didn't even realize Richard Pitino's only like 32 years old. I guess for some reason I want to age him, but yeah, it's tough, man. These Gophers, and they didn't even make the NIT.
Didn't get to, you know what? They won it last year. It should be an automatic.
Right?
You just go in. It's a defending the title. You should have a chance to defend your championship. You're not interested in tournament championship.
Is it personal? Is there a vendetta?
I think there is something.
Yeah.
I think that's what the story is, yeah.
Yeah.
But you see, you know, the thing is, if things were to fall the way you said, then his dad could have been there behind the bench urging me on in the semifinal and finals.
Wow. I mean, that couldn't hurt. We
just
certainly
like last
could use
year.
An extra bit of coaching, I think, maybe a little bit of direction. Who knows? Who knows with those Gophers? But with this bracket, yeah, it's... I got most of the top, top teams.
Give me your final four.
My final four... What is my final four here? Let's see. I've got Duke and Virginia.
You got Virginia. Do you have Virginia knocking off Villanova or Villanova losing before they get to the East Finals?
I've got Virginia beating Villanova.
In the regional final.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then, of course, Kentucky. I've got them beating Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think Notre Dame. Well, you already knocked off Kansas, so that wasn't going to happen.
Right, yeah. Kansas. What's the big guy's name from Kansas, the center that they got? He just looks so old. I don't know if I can roll with him.
Like Greg Oden style?
Yeah, he just
looks
too old.
Because the guy looks old? Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing, is it?
Well, I'm trying to go about these picks the way my wife would go about them. Because she seems
Dominant
to have
Flower?
She seems to have a little bit more luck with the bracket.
She should do like Diane did on Cheers. When she picked football games, she went with the Dominant Flower.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to call it, the Dominant Flower
it's
bracket.
It's as good as anyone. Why not? It's as good as anything
right
else,
the
right?
Dominant Flower. Ugh, I could be Dominant Flower Rob. That's going to be my new nickname around here. No, I've got I've got Kentucky over Notre Dame and then Arizona beating Wisconsin.
Okay, Arizona. So you have two number ones advancing.
Mm-hmm.
Duke and Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously you're going to have Duke beat Kentucky in the final because that's the way you played it out.
Yeah, that's how I've got it. That's how I've got it.
I don't
it.
Think that's that bad. Why would you not be pleased with that?
Well, I just don't like betting against Kentucky, first of all, because they're even money, and it's Kentucky. And that really...
almost them against the field.
It is. Let's be honest. And it's not a sexy pick to me. I don't want to...
You don't want to fall in line with every... That's how I feel. But you know what? As youth it noted, I'll do more than one bracket.
There you
so,
go. Yeah, yeah.
And Kentucky will be in one of them. In the one that I do, because I think Superstar and Banner were both doing the thing of this Brad Johnson challenge that he does. We did it last year.
Yeah.
I'm taking Duke in that.
You're taking Duke
yeah,
there?
Yeah, and he's got a lot of other guys, a lot of former players that played with Brad, and it's a fun thing. But
here's my thing with Duke is, a lot of people are, actually Ben mentioned earlier, he was like, but what's their, they're stumbling right now. They just lost to Notre Dame in the conference championship, and conference semis. I think that was a good loss for them. I think that was a loss that's going to advise and inform how they approach the tournament.
Now, let me just note this. And I mentioned it several times. 2009, Michigan State losing the semifinals of the Big Ten. North Carolina loses in the semifinals of the ACC. They played for the national championship, and North Carolina won. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
As a matter of fact, sometimes it works as a little refocusing, especially, then that's why I like even Duke even more. These young guys, it's a reminder, hey, you can get knocked off.
We're on the same page, and I'm kind of nervous about that. I thought I was coming from nowhere with these, and now you're making me feel confident in my picks.
I bet there are more people.
And that makes me even more worried.
I bet there's a lot more people that obviously give due respect to Kentucky, but just don't want to pick them. It's too easy.
You think that's true?
It is too easy.
There's just millions of people ready to throw their money away.
Well, and here's some stats that I came across. Kentucky has not faced the top 25 field goal shooting percentage team and have not faced like a top 25 or top 30 three-point shooting team. So there's teams they're going to face that can shoot the hell out of the ball. Now, they have a great defense.
Without a doubt.
But
I don't know which.
Well, Notre Dame could shoot.
Which one of these teams, though? I mean, which one of these teams?
Your Notre Dame team.
Yeah. Nah, just.
They like big upsets.
Yeah.
To Duke.
They got up and down the floor against Duke. I mean, that was an impressive win. I thought Duke just looked a little out of it, though. I thought they didn't look focused. That's why I'm kind of favoring them now.
Just look, you're just,
it's gone.
You're giving up already.
It's so bad.
Well, have you turned any of them in yet?
I you know, we've got the bracket challenge going on 105theticket.com.
Yeah.
That's what this mess here is.
Well, you know what? Maybe what I should do, because that's going to have a ton of people in it.
I should hope
so. For $1 million.
Actually, I'm kind of hoping not, because I'm going to be really embarrassed when I'm number 999,000
on the
list.
Maybe that's the one, because there's going to be so many where you have to pick like a Duke. You cannot just take Kentucky. You have to hope for the upset somewhere in there.
You know, I was watching
that kind of money.
I was watching the 30 for 30 last night, the I Hate Christian Laettner. And
that was pretty good.
It was good. It was good. I still hate Christian Laettner, but the whole bit about them, you know, topping UNLV in 91,
yeah.
That was all of a sudden, I don't know, maybe that was what kind of it got in my head a little bit, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, you've got a sort of similar team. I don't think there's a Larry Johnson or a Stacey Augmon on this Kentucky team, but, you know, you've got that highly touted up and down the floor team, and
who told us, who were we talking to that told us that, was it Ken? Ken Lean we talked to, Mr. Basketball runs that, or was it Kelly that, it might have been Kelly, that somebody came out and said if Kentucky and that UNLV team were both in the tournament together, UNLV would be favored by 6. Must have been Kelly, because she does the odds.
Yeah.
You know, Kelly
I buy
in Vegas.
That. I buy that. UNLV, that was a great team.
Yeah.
Greg Anthony, that was a great team.
And you know what? We want to say great thanks to you, Hardwood Rob. Saturdays with Marcus Fuller on 105theticket.com. One and done, and you're 10 to 11?
10 to 11.
You own that.
That's right.
And we want to thank people for listening. Stick with us. Stick with 105theticket.com. Superstar Mike Morris, Ben Holson coming up next. I got a feeling they may talk a little NCAA bracket, too. Hellboy and I are going to take a little break, and then we'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk more basketball, talk more football, talk whatever is topical, whatever you want to talk about. And we'll talk to you later.
At the terror in each sip and in each sup, will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around?
Passionate sports talk, 105 The Ticket.